This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Justin Reverie Ellis is no stranger to Triangle music scene. Over the years, he has played bass and fronted a number of different bands, but recently he made a commitment to carve out space and time for his own solo work. Performing under the name Reverie, Justin is a master at layering loops and effects on just about every instrument, and what emerges is a pop rock sound with surprising depth. He's got a debut album coming out later this year, but first he joins me in the studio on acoustic and electric guitar and vocals. Justin, welcome to you. Good to have you here.
Hello, it's good to be here.
And you brought some friends too. Jones Bell on the keyboard and vocals, and Eli Howells on the violin and the vocals, or maybe it's a fiddle. We'll find out in a minute. Great to have you all here on the show.
Yeah,
thanks so much.
Here.
Justin, talk about your work with different bands, because you're doing solo work now, but
right.
you've worked with a lot of different bands, right?
Yeah. When I'm not like doing this stuff, I play drums with a couple singer-songwriters named Al Riggs and Waldo Witt. I play bass in a band called Happy Abandon. I play bass in a band called Flash Car. I play bass with a band based out of Atlanta called Easter Island, so I travel a fair bit. I stopped singing in bands 5 years ago, and since then I've been just writing stuff at home, and when I'm not home, just traveling with a bunch of people.
Obviously, you also play guitar as well.
A little bit, yeah.
So you play a little guitar, bass, you can sing, you mm-hmm. can play the drums, so, mm-hmm. you know, the temptation is obvious to just do your own stuff.
That's right, yeah.
On the one hand, I mean, first of all, you can make more money, fewer people to pay, and far fewer arguments.
Right, yeah.
Although the ones you have are brutal.
The ones I have
and
last
require
forever.
You to go.
Yeah,
exactly. But talk about the decision then to actually make that commitment and go solo.
Yeah, like basically, I was hitting this wall where I was fronting bands for like 4 years in a row, and I was just writing songs and scheduling rehearsals and booking tours, and people would quit, and I'd have to teach songs to people, and I was just like hitting this wall where I wasn't enjoying creating music for the purpose of having music to put out there anymore. So I switched my priorities to playing and assisting other people's visions, because what I'm really good at is, I guess, just sinking my teeth into something and running with it. And that meant I just wrote music because I wanted to write it, and it only exists if I want it to, as opposed to feeling like it has to be part of the conversation, which has been a really freeing experience.
Well, let's see how that all turned out. Will you do a song for us now?
Yeah, sounds great.
Reverie, the song is Beetlejuice. It is Reverie is Justin Reverie Ellis. The song is Beetlejuice. Justin on guitar and vocals. Also in the studio, Jones Bell on the keyboard and vocals, Eli Howells on the violin. Reverie's debut album set to come out this year. He's going to be headlining at Local 506 in Chapel Hill on Friday, February 21st at 10 o'clock. And of course, we've got all of that at our website. You grew up. By the way, great song.
Oh, thank you.
Really, really nicely done. Growing up in Montreal, right?
Sort of. Like my family's lived at the Triangle since I was like seven. But my mom's a Quebecer, so I spent all my summers growing up in and near Montreal.
Did you get into the scene there, and do you think you've taken on much of the music, the sound of Montreal?
Well, I mean, it's a pretty diverse sound, I would guess. Right. I mean, I love Arcade Fire, so there's that. But previous bands of mine over the years have toured through Montreal and Toronto and Vancouver as well. It's one of those things, I don't know, it's one of those things that's so much, because obviously summertime is like where you're spending most time with your family, if you go to, you know, school, like a normal human. Even though I never lived there, I kind of ascribe a lot of what we consider like growing up to happen there. So surrounded by other French speakers and spending hours and hours just listening to music and absorbing music. And like, there's a lot of like undiscovered local bands in Montreal I think are amazing. There's this band that just got signed to Sub Pop called Corridor, who like sing in French, but they kind of sound like Slow Dive, and I love them.
I mean, the thing about a place like Montreal, yeah. I think, is that it is obviously big enough and diverse enough and rich enough culturally to have a contemporary music scene that could just dazzle you and keep. But also, there's going to be traditional music. There's going to be a roots sound to a place like that that's going to have, you know, and so which is one of the things I think about North Carolina. I mean, deeply rooted and lots of great contemporary music as well. So things are always happening, always new, and yet there are these roots. I mean, I just wonder to what extent you've, you know, been able to absorb all that, or if the roots of that kind of music have acquired.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's one of those things that, like, growing up, like, my mom would play a lot of French-Canadian music, traditional music. There's a holiday tradition called the Cabane à Sucre, which translates to, like, a sugar shack, basically, where you go and listen to old-time Quebecer music, and you eat all these meats just drizzling in maple syrup, and it's, like, terrible for you, but it's so good. And it's one of those things that it's not, like, a music I generally gravitate to, but I think it's still a part of me in the sense that it's just always been around.
Yeah, always been around. Do another song for us, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Waiting all the while. I tumble away. And can you send to spend a lonely widow's lifetime on your own while we cry?
I Echo by Reverie, the musical project of Justin Reverie Ellis. You heard Justin on guitar and vocals, Jones Bell on the keyboard, Eli Howells on the violin. Reverie's going to headline at Local 506 in Chapel Hill on Friday, February 21st at 10 o'clock, and we've got that at our website, stateofthings.org. Another great song.
Thank you.
Your parents, you come from a musical family, right? They met on a cruise ship?
That's right. Yeah. So I'm primarily a bass player by trade, I guess. And my dad was a bass player, jazz specifically in fusion. And he was on a cruise ship that my mom was also working at as a ballroom dancer, which is her background.
You can tune and talk at the same time. That is very cool. I think that's very cool. Now, I don't know
close
if you're
enough.
You may not be in tune, though.
We'll find out. Yeah.
But, oh, well. So they met on a cruise ship.
That's right.
That's great. And she was a dancer. He was a bass player.
Yeah.
It's great stuff. Do they continue to play? And
I keep encouraging them to. My mom will cut a rug at a wedding. And yeah. My dad doesn't play as much as he would like, but that's probably because I've stolen all of his gear over the years. but I got him an amp for Christmas, so
maybe
he can play.
This could be the moment. This
that's
could
right.
be the moment. Now that you're finally out of the house, he's got time for his hobbies.
That's right. Yeah.
Let's get back to this idea of going solo again, mm-hmm. because so many artists also in groups talk about the joy of collaborating. You know, letting the project out and what happens when it comes back after the group. But there is that converse. There's the having to teach new people the song and get the gig and all that.
Totally.
Do you miss, what about the collaborative part of it, which now is missing, I would think, from your, you know, what you do?
Well, it's one of those things that, like, I think what makes Reverie so satisfying is that the only person that needs to be involved at any point for it to work is me. But I do surround myself with frequent collaborators who play all the time. Like our drummer is this guy, Jake Waits, who also plays in Happy Abandon with me. And he's been playing drums with me and on my records for for better part of 3 or 4 years in conjunction with Happy Abandon. And Jones and Eli and our guitar player, Raphael, they all started playing with me last May. But I've known Eli for like over 10 years because our bands in college used to play together all the time. I don't know. It's one of those things that because I surround myself with people who I consider friends first and happen to be killer musicians, there's very little friction because I spend my time with them anyway. But if something really upsets me about the group dynamic, I can just think on that myself and then bring it up in a positive way.
Well, it has had a profoundly wonderful effect musically, and keep up the good work. I want to leave you time to play us out, but first I want to say that Justin Reverie Ellis is joining me in the studio on the guitar and vocals. He performs as Reverie. Also hear Jones Bell on keyboard, Eli Howells on the violin. Reverie's going to headline a Local 506 Chapel Hill performance Friday, February 21st at 10 o'clock. You can find out more. There's a new album coming out, right? You got a record coming out.
At some point, yeah.
Someday on Someday Records.
Yeah.
And you can find out more about that show and everything else at our website, stateofthings.org. You can sign up for our newsletter and get a daily preview of the lineup. State of Things produced by Anita Rao, Amanda Magnus, Grant Holla-Mormon, and Laura Pelliser. Jenny Lawson's our technical director. Al Wadarski engineered the show today as well. Josie Taurus is our intern. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the music of Reverie. Thank you.
nothing.